The Federal Environmental Protection Agency says in 2013, carbon dioxide, or CO2, accounted for more than 80% of all U.S. greenhouse gas emissions from human activities. But researchers at ASU are working on a way to take CO2 out of the air. Klaus Lackner is the director of the university's Center for Negative Carbon Emissions.
One thing you could do is you could grow a lot of trees, a lot of biomass, and then burn it and deal with the CO2 and dispose of it. We are arguing the most direct way and a faster way of dealing with the problem is to take the CO2 just like a tree, but more efficiently out of the air.
So how do you do that?
Well, we have developed, or discovered is probably the better word, a material which has the remarkable property that if it's dry, it really likes CO2, it binds it, and when you make it wet in a closed box, it will release that CO2 and give it back. So as a result, we can stand out here in the nice desert air, in the sunshine, and as the wind blows over our leaves of an artificial tree, so to speak, the CO2 binds to these surfaces. Then we gather them, put them in a box, make them wet, and then the CO2 comes off at a few percent CO2 in the gas mixture which comes out of that box. We now can feed this to algae, or we could collect it and turn it into mineral carbonates and put it permanently and safely away. The third option is we could have sunshine on a photovoltaic panel which makes electricity. With that electricity, we break up water and make hydrogen. With that hydrogen and CO2, we can make fuel again. So we close the cycle that way.
So what is this material that it sounds like it's basically like a magnet for carbon dioxide?
Your classical magnet for carbon dioxide is a sodium hydroxide solution or even a sodium carbonate solution. If you put CO2 over those solutions, you can collect CO2. What we have is the same idea inside a plastic.
How would you go about deploying these? I mean, what would they look like? Where would you put them? How many would you need?
Well, we like to think about them as ultimately factory produced because we know, let's say, from building cars, how effective it is to mass produce, how cheap things can get if you do this. And so we see containerized units, so they fit in a standard shipping container, and they can probably in the end pull out about 1 ton per day. And if you had that many and you wanted to deal with all the CO2 we create right now, which is unlikely that we do it that way, but if you did, you would need 100 million of them. Keep in mind, we have 1 billion cars parked somewhere, so that number is large, but not as large as that it's prohibitive.
Do you think that philosophically, is there almost kind of a danger in this kind of technology that if people think, well, it doesn't matter how much I emit because these machines can just take it out of the atmosphere and it won't matter what I do?
Well, I've thought about that a lot. I think the first answer is you could have told me this in 1980. And I would have agreed with you. Right now, you're telling me to fight a very big problem with one hand tied behind my back. In a way, I think it's already too late. It's very likely that we will reach a level in the atmosphere which is higher than we can afford. So we need this technology. Now, whether it will lead people to say, well, now we can keep using the carbon dioxide, at the very least, I can come back and say it didn't cause climate change because we actually did balance the books. And I can leave it to the markets to figure out what is right. On the other hand, keep in mind, putting that CO2 away will cost money, and you will actually emphasize technologies which avoid doing it in the first place. Right? I'm not supposed to put my garbage right on the street and scatter it everywhere, and that's effectively what we do with CO2. But my garbage truck coming by also has written down in big letters, reduce, reuse, recycle. And in a way, the simple fact that you say, if you didn't recycle it, if you didn't reuse it, it has to go into the landfill. You start thinking about, how can I make it better? And I think we are still thinking about carbon dioxide as something, oh, if you did less of it, it's a good thing. You wouldn't think of this with my waste. If I say I figured out how to only dump half of my garbage onto the street, you wouldn't think that's a good idea, right? You would say that half still has to be put away. Of course, because it costs money to put it in the landfill, I'm now very much paying attention of making less waste. And I think that's how we have to think about CO2.
Klaus Lackner is director of ASU's Center for Negative Carbon Emissions. Klaus, thank you.
You're welcome.